We are reading selected excerpts from our sources in the topic of connecting the world in the last generation. We are in excerpt number 15. You can find the study materials on Sviva Tova and the Arvut system. You can send questions through those systems too. So again, connecting the world in the last generation, excerpt number 15 by Bala Sulam from the piece. The collective and the individual are one and the same, and the individual is not harmed because of his enslavement to the collective. Since the freedom of the collective and the freedom of the individual are one and the same, too, as they share the good, they also share the freedom. Thus, good attributes and bad attributes, good deeds and bad deeds are evaluated only with respect to the benefit of the public. Of course, the above words apply if all the individuals perform their role towards the public to the fullest and receive no more than they deserve, nor take from their friend's share. But if a part of the collective does not behave accordingly, as a result, they do not only harm the collective, but they too are harmed. We should not discuss further something that is known to all. And the aforesaid is only to show the drawback, meaning the place that needs correction, namely that each and every individual will understand that his own benefit and the benefit of the collective are one and the same. And by this, the world will come to its full correction.
Questions, please.
What do we see? Bala Sulam explained to us the laws of nature, that the collective has to be to exist that way, and in that way nature obligates us to the degree that we agree with that. We enter the positive influence and bestowal, and to the degree that we don't disagree, that we disagree, we enter the bad influence. We determine the states, bad or good. And the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches us how to enter the positive influence, the good bestowal. Otherwise, we will get to the point of destruction, annihilation. Clear. Yes? I don't see any questions other than PT 12 and PT 29. So we'll start with PT 29.
It's written about the collective and the individual. Just as they share the good, they also share the freedom. What does it mean to share the freedom between the individual and the collective?
Because it all depends on the relationship between people. PT 12.
Why am I harmed if I get more than I need?
Because you, you disrupt the balance in society. Because if you receive more than you deserve, you need to receive however much you need in order to bestow to the collective, and however much you need so that in an optimal way. That's it. You can connect to the collective in the correct way. I don't know how much you will receive, how much you can exist. You will get. This is the law of nature. There is not much to think about here.
Again?
Oh, can I ask? Sometimes I feel that in order to drink a cup of coffee, there's so many people that have to work so hard for me, and I don't know all these pleasures I use. Sometimes I don't even know how to correct such a state.
I recommend not to think about this in that direction too much. We need to think, but not too much. You have work. You are in a special framework that is called the framework of Bnei Baruch. You need to push the entire world to correction. Make efforts as much as possible to activate it internally, along with the friends and the Creator, and externally, in the form of dissemination. These are the two main directions we need to execute. So think about this more.
Раф, подскажите, вот Байслав довольно-таки академический материал излагает. Вообще, вот вы видите, что возможно, что
Байслав presents the material in an academic manner. You think children will study in schools Bala Sulam articles that we process and adapt them to the world? Because after the third or fourth world war, there won't be any schools.
I don't think we will get to the point of the world war 3 and 4. You see how much now there is great risk, and at the same time, everybody is cautious. I think people, through our dissemination as well, have reached a point in the decision that there is no other solution. We have to reach some sort of an agreement. Not a territorial agreement, not a strength, but what do we do with our evil inclination? This is the biggest problem of humanity. And we need to talk about it and organize it and write about it and disseminate it. So I hope that you will overcome the variety of challenges and obstacles and will disseminate it fervently. Okay?
Can I ask of what recognition does humanity need to come to, that the evil inclination bothers them, or they'll see it externally and not necessarily a growing ego?
You have a simple example now, a correct and good example. It's not good, but it's correct. In the war right now between Russia and Ukraine, what will you do? You have nothing to do. I mean, we have only to understand that not here nor there, you cannot do anything. And we will have more and more such states that we will not be able to solve them. We will not be able to solve them. And you have such in the world that if you will begin to receive the complaints from people, from governments, from companies, you will see that the world is full of tension, friction, hate, rejection. What will we do? Will we ever come to something good? Or just weapons will help us to stop a war for a period of time, for them to fear me, so I have to have bigger weapon, and then they will fear me, and then he will have bigger weapon. This is existing. Of course not. So we need to reach a state that we have to be connected, connected relative to that. For example, in Europe, they're saying, we will fix everything through money. We will deal with one another, cancel borders later on. Everyone can live wherever he wants. He can purchase whatever he wants. And gradually we come to a point where everything will be a correct, good mix. But what do we do that there is a creator in the middle and he will corrupt all of our plans? He will corrupt because it's not in his intention to bring us to a society in harmony, in joy, in money, in honor, and so on. No? So we will always feel ourselves that we move from war to war. And who's at fault? The Creator that created us in the evil inclination. What do? Correct the evil inclination. And nothing else will help. Only this. Let's hope that we understand, disseminate it, but already we are in a position that all of these things are beginning to correct practically. We can draw them and execute.
At what stage will humanity get this recognition that it's the evil inclination? Let's say that a war isn't really countries fighting, but there's an evil inclination that's bothering us, that there's an upper force that is breaking our relationships.
You see that, you know that, so advertise.
It depends on air advertising, those who know.
Literally like this.
Humanity won't understand, a thought won't flow up in them or something.
No. No. On its own? No. The willingness to understand it? Yes.
Kiev 1.
Yes, dear Rav. So it's not quite clear what does it mean, the connection between countries. In the front and the ten, more or less, it's understood. But between countries, because we are speaking about some global concept that has to exist more or less as we understand it today, that everyone lives globally together, the European Union, and there are some countries that are saying, no, we don't think that it has to be that way, we have our own reality, our own international right, and now we're going to tell you how to live.
Eventually everything is going to connect into one system. Because the forces in nature are working on us, also in the evil inclination and also from the good inclination, from both sides, and they're leading us into the middle line. And we'll have to learn about that. I'm not really rushing into it because it has to be clear within each and every person. When we'll start talking about it, you'll see that it's possible to reach it, and we're advancing. So a few more years, but that's what's going to happen.
Kiev 3. Здравствуйте. Скажите, пожалуйста, если я вижу, что вот как-то обществу и сами себе.
If I see that, as it's written here, that the public is being harmed and they harm themselves, I don't like it. Do I need to correct my negative response?
That depends what period you live in. I can answer you. Because the actions a person needs to perform, you see, it's there were Kabbalists that were there hundreds of years ago, but they didn't say that they need to connect or correct. They were silent because the public wasn't ready for it yet. That's why here too now, go say in the middle of the street what you want to do. See whether people accept it or not.
Moscow 1. Да, Рав, спасибо. Я вот, знаете, обратил внимание в связи с спецификой профессии, что это вот именно помогающие. Несмотря на низкую, допустим, оплату и постоянное давление, искусственно
которые бы обеспечили. And stress, and they constantly have to develop some sort of an affection, some sort of love for the other. They need to explain to themselves why they're doing this, that it's bringing harmony.
Yes, we need to reach a state that those people, specifically, we can give them attention and a fair salary and so on. You're right. Usually those people are disregarded, like teachers and people that work in health and so on.
Croatia.
Croatia.
Good morning, Rav. About these laws of nature that Baba Swami is describing, can we say that to the extent that we review them in the 10 group, to such extent they are reviewed in the world also.
Close, but not exactly. There's still a difference between those systems, between the world and the group.
Chadera 1.
לא שומעים.
We can't hear.
לא שומעים.
סליחה. אנחנו חיים.
Sorry. We live in two states. One. Where we learn that all of the world around us is balanced and only our ego is drawing a false picture, and then we hear the other, that the hatred that is exploding everywhere, that the separation that is all around us. How do we relate to the two opposite states?
As usual, we have to connect all these states to the upper force, that it only comes from Him, and then see why is He sending it to us, in what way, in what intention, how should we respond to this in the right way in order to come closer to Him. Because that's the reason why He's bestowing upon us, so we can come closer to Him. That's it.
So in my private correction, I have to relate as if I don't have a corrupt reality, and only I see it as corrupt, and in the general correction I have to do dissemination. And
you don't need to speak in a philosophical way like now, but the best thing is to just do actions in the group, in the connection in the group. If you perform actions, you'll see as much as you scrutinize those states and succeed. Okay, Dudi, what are we doing next?
Let's continue to excerpt number 16.
Yeah, because you wanted to do something. The lesson will end whenever you want, because I also want to give you time to scrutinize things between you, if there's place for that.
What we do between us is we summarize the lesson, we build the prayer, Build an impression. This is what we do. But we want to continue with you, Rav.
Okay, one more.
Excerpt number 16, Baal HaSulam. Do not be surprised that one person's action bring elevation or decline to the whole world. For it is an unbreakable law that the general and the particular are equal as two peas in a pod. Hence, all that applies to the general applies also to the particular. Moreover, the parts make what is found in the whole, for the general can appear only after the appearance of the parts in it. And according to the quantity and the quality of the parts. Evidently, the value of an act individually elevates or declines the entire collective.
Please, questions. It's a very strong excerpt what Baal HaSulam says here. Don't be surprised that one person's actions bring elevation or decline to the whole world, meaning that it can happen. For this is an unbreakable law that the general and the particular are equal as two peas in a pod. Hence, all that applies to the general applies to the particular. Moreover, the parts make what is found in the whole. For the general can appear only after the appearance of parts in it. Again, for the general can appear only after the appearance of the parts in it. And according to the quantity and quality of the parts, evidently the value of an act of the individual elevates or declines the entire collective. Look what importance each and every one has, especially from people like you. Don't forget about that.
New York.
New York.
Shalom, shalom Rav v'chaberim.
Ready? Hello, hello Rav and friends. Now we came back after 3 days that we've done a congress, 300 students physically and virtually, lots of joy. We did a summary that Chris is going to share and we have a question on it.
After all of the impressions, all the efforts and the experience, we came to the main summary. We felt that it was all and only the Creator working, that we were all zeros and as if we were clay in the hands of the potter. So the question is, are we actually doing something? And how do we work with this discernment?
We respond to what the Creator is doing upon us. And these responses are what is important. The Creator supposedly doesn't know about them in advance. He bestows upon us and sees how we respond. From our responses, we add the form of the world. That's it.
Carmiel.
Carmiel.
Rav, если можно, объясните, пожалуйста, в предыдущих отрывках мы учили, что только двое — это сила двое.
You can explain. We studied in the previous excerpts that two and more is a force. Here it says that one person can bring to the elevation or decline. How do we combine the two?
You don't need to connect them together. There's a place where one works against the Creator and one works against the group and so on. And there are states that the connection between people is what determines their future. We'll speak about it more. For now, I I must say goodbye, and let's hope that we'll see you. The connection is good.
And
we'll see you with God's help.
Well,
today in the afternoon, I am not promising, but tomorrow morning, of course. But there is an afternoon, a noon lesson anyway. It's going to be recorded. So please, I'm happy that you are coming to that lesson, and within 3 days that I come back, we are going to keep doing it in the regular format. Yes.
Yes, Rav, really to say that the afternoon lessons are very special. We watch recorded and do a workshop together, but to see the world Kli, how everybody is so mature and gather in the thousands and watch the lesson, we understand the importance, the necessity.
Good. Big hug to you all. Everybody, very strong hug. You're close to my heart, and that's the only thing I want to feel. We'll be together, live together, and advance together, and we'll reach it together. Good luck.
Thank you. We'll sing a song and move on to our social part.
One heart and one body. I'll cover him with love. It's the only thing we must learn. 'Cause we came from one point into this point we will return. We are
Серега.